from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello, listener, welcome back to our English program over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian Embassy in Moscow to hold Indonesian Culinary Week. Indonesian President hopes the Salawat Nusantara Festival to maintain the unity of the people. The Governor of Jakarta appreciates on the work of Ajib Rosidi. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, Russia, in the near future plans to hold Indonesian Culinary Week to introduce the culinary richness of the archipelago country. Therefore, the Indonesian Embassy will invite a network of buffet restaurants in Moscow to cooperate in the sector. This was conveyed by Indonesian Ambassador to Russia, Wahid Supriyadi, in his press conference at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jakarta, on Friday, 23rd February. We will make cooperation on Culinary Week with Grapli Restaurant. Grapli is like a modern buffet, so you have to pay how much you pick. There are 10 chains throughout Moscow. One chain in a day can reach from 2,000 to 4,000. So I want our chef to train how to cook rendang, fried rice, then balado, and many more. I will then introduce a new menu, dessert like fried bananas. Ambassador Wahid Supriyadi moreover added that currently the Indonesian culinary becomes a famous cuisine in Russia. He has had many requests to open typical Indonesian restaurant in Russia. Unfortunately, large restaurants in Indonesia have not interest yet for that business, whereas they are much private to do culinary business in Russia. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 2018 Presidential Cup Salawat Nusantara Festival on Saturday at Sentul International Convention Center, Bogor, West Java. In his remarks, the president welcomed the festival as a starting point for Muslim community for conducting positive acts both in the nation and state. The president further hoped that the festival will play its role to maintain nation's unity, not only among Muslims, but also in maintaining interrelationship. Religious harmony within the country.
Dengan mengucap bismillah, marilah kita memulai dengan hal yang baik-baik.
By saying bismillah, let's start with the good things. With salawat, let us bring together brotherhood, unity, and harmony between us. With God's permission, let us do the good things, positive thinking, mutual respect, and continue to always uphold the values of religion, upholding the values of ethics, and value of character. The festival Salawat Nusantara is held with the theme of Love the Prophet. Initiator of the event, Nusron Wahid, previously said that this award is intended to take care of tradition and local wisdom, as well as lifting back the wealth of Islamic archipelago. Meanwhile, chairman of the committee of the event, Abdul Ghofar Rozin Sahal, said that during the Solawat Festival, which was held throughout the archipelago ranging from villages to urban areas, the participants are not required to deliver the Solawat in Arabic. Festival Solawat Nusantara is participated by various study groups, Islamic boarding schools and students, even state-owned enterprises and various religious assemblies in the community. The peak of the celebration is planned to be held simultaneously with the National Santri Day celebration on October 22nd. The governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, expressed his appreciation to the writer Ajib Rosidi, who has colored the Indonesian literary world for 6 decades. In his speech via telephone at 6 decade Ajib Rosidi Coloring Indonesian Literature event, Governor Anies Baswedan said the figure of Ajib Rosidi is one of consistency models of the children of nation, especially in developing the world of literature in the country.
Menyampaikan ucapan terima kasih, apresiasi, dan selamat pada Pak Ayib yang telah mendedikasikan 6 dekade dari hidupnya untuk mewarnai.
I would like to express my appreciation and congratulations to Pak Ajib, who has dedicated 6 decades of his life to color Indonesian literature. 6 decades is not a short time for a human journey, but Ajib is consistently, steadily continuing to pave the way that may be quiet for some people. But for Pak Ajib, this way is the way of work, the way of giving meaning. And let me, as one of the Indonesian citizens, one of the children of nation who had always read and often found the name of Pak Ajib, now let me express my gratitude and appreciation. Furthermore, Anies Baswedan also expressed his commitment to develop Habe Jazin Literature Documentation Center, which has been submitted to the Jakarta provincial government some time ago. According to him, the government is committed to continue the management of Habe Jazin Literary Documentation Center as well as develop it. Governor Anies also promised to introduce Indonesian literary works to the millennial generation, although the current generation will continue with digital ink. The Finance Ministry's International Tax Deputy John Huta Gaul said that the governments of Indonesia and Singapore will begin to implement the Automatic Exchange of Information Agreement in September 2018. He stated after attending an event of Indonesian Investment Outlook 2018 in Jakarta recently that they will start to exchange information on financial information in September next year. The Indonesian government now, according to Huta Gaul, is still preparing regulations, infrastructures, as well as human resources for the implementation of the agreement. On the other hand, Singapore will automatically share the financial information on Indonesian nationals to the government once the automatic exchange of information is implemented. Not only with Indonesia, Singapore also will exchange information with other signatory countries of multilateral competent authority agreement on automatic exchange of information with the Netherlands, which had signed an agreement in June last year. The agreement is part of an effort to establish a standard and an efficient scheme to facilitate the implementation of the automatic exchange of information. As a result, Indonesia should no longer have to ink a bilateral agreement to implement automatic exchange of information, as it has been covered by multilateral pact. Thousands of Indonesian communities across the nation have been helping the government to curb ocean waste to 70% by 2025. Deputy Leader of Science and Technology Task at the Coordinating Ministry of Maritime, Safri Burhanuddin, stated on Saturday that nearly 10,000 communities with 100 to 200 members in each community are continuing to clean plastic wastes from local beaches and coastal areas. He noted that one of the areas which have been regularly removing plastic waste from beaches is Bali. Indonesia has committed to reduce the amount of plastic and other waste products that pollute its water to 70% by 2025 as an effort to support the United Nations New Clean Seas campaign. Earlier during 2017 World Ocean Summit in Bali, the Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs, Luhut Panjaitan, announced that Indonesia had pledged up to $1 billion a year to reduce the ocean waste. Panjaitan also proposed some measures to achieve the 70% reduction target by using biodegradable materials to produce environmentally friendly plastic, regulating a nationwide tax on plastic bags, as well as developing a sustained public education campaign. The opening of Yogyakarta China's Cultural Festival Week 2018 managed to attract many tourists. In his speech at the event, the governor of Yogyakarta Special Region, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, said that this activity proved if tolerance still maintained in Yogyakarta. Chairman of the Yogyakarta China's Cultural Festival Week, Tri Kirana Musli Datun, in Yogyakarta on Saturday 24 February said, based on data, the number of tourists who attended the opening event held at Jalan Malioboro Ketandan Village and North Square of the Palace reached 50,000 people. He explained the number was in line with the target. One of the attractions that attract more attention is the action of Praginagong Yogyakarta Dance Group. The head of marketing area 1 of Java, Wawan Gunawan, said that the office needs seriousness to work this event to be a tourism event by prioritizing the required criteria to organize the event. It is aimed to make the Chinese cultural event to be the national or even international event. The last item, President Director of Indonesia Tourism Development Corporation or ITDC, Abdul Bar M. Mansur, in Nusa Dua Sunday 25 February said that the corporation held Chinese New Year Festival at Peninsula Island Nusa Dua Bali on February 24 and 25, 2018 to welcome Chinese tourists. Escorted from Antara, Abdul Bar Mansur explained that the festival is also held to appreciate Chinese tourists who have a significant number of stay in hotel in the region. According to him, the activity is also one of the efforts of the cooperation to restore Chinese tourist visit to Bali after the eruption of Mount Agung. Abdul Bar Mansur added that so far, Chinese tourists are very enthusiastic to visit a number of tourist areas managed by PT Tourism Development Indonesia. Listener, that was the news.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia. Today it's on Vice President make sure Asian Games preparation completed in June. Asian Games 2018 will start rolling August the 18th or about 200 days to go. The biggest sports activity after the Olympic Games will be held in two cities in Indonesia, namely Jakarta and Palembang. Related to that, Vice President Yusuf Kalla confirmed the preparation for the 2018 Asian Games will be completed in June. This readiness covers all aspects, namely infrastructure, organization, as well as athletes' achievement. After the coordination meeting at the Office of Organizing Committee of Asian Games 2018 or INAS GOK at Wisma Serbaguna Senayan, Jakarta on Monday, February the 19th, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said a number of venues in Palembang, South Sumatra are also ready and there is no job obstacle. He revealed that preparation for the Asian Games is maturing after the Asian Games Invitation Tournament from February the 8th to 15th. INAS GOK found things that are already good and some which need improvement. In addition, incoming sponsors have exceeded the original target. After the funds from the state budget of revenue and expenditure were planned to come in, the funds of the sponsor have entered. The tax is in accordance with the contract, so there will be no concern in the finances. After those two things, Yusuf Kalla expects the target of Indonesian contingent achievement in Asian Games 2018 to enter the top 10 ranking in Asia can be fulfilled. Meanwhile, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan is still reviewing school holidays and arranging working hours when organizing the Asian Games in August 2018 to achieve the target duration of athletes and officials' travel time from their accommodation to the venues, vice versa. According to the study by the Jakarta government, school holidays during the 2018 Asian Games should only be for 9 working days of the 40 days of Asia's highest multi-sport event. And he said the Jakarta government also has additional responsibilities related to the provision of a number of the arena games, such as the Asian Games BMX race arena, additional baseball field and sports arena for the practice of basketball and volleyball. In addition, the Light Rail Transit LRT mass transit project is still under construction. The work is 8% slower from the original schedule. For that, Governor Anies Baswedan said he will add manpower and heavy equipment so target work will be in accordance with the schedule without reducing the quality. The LRT project then can be completed and can reduce the level of congestion in Jakarta. That was my Indonesia today, Sunday, February the 25th, 2018. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Today in history, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start from February 25, 2018, Warsaw Pact declared dissolved. The Warsaw Pact is a military alliance of the Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe with the aim of organizing itself against possible threats from the NATO alliance. The formation of the Warsaw Pact was sparked by the integration of West Germany into NATO through the ratification of the Paris Accords. The Warsaw Pact was designed by Nikita Khrushchev in 1955 and signed in Warsaw on May 14, 1955. On February 25, 1991, the pact was announced to end at a meeting of defense and foreign ministers from the remaining six member countries in Hungary. To 1986, People Power Revolution. President of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos, flees the nation after 20 years of rule. Corazon Aquino becomes the Philippines' first woman president. The day is known as the People Power's Day. The People Power Revolution, also known as the EDSA Revolution and the Philippine Revolution of 1986, was a series of popular demonstrations in the Philippines, mostly in the capital city of Manila, from February 22 to 25, 1986. There was a sustained campaign of civil resistance against regime violence and alleged electoral fraud. The nonviolent revolution led to the departure of President Ferdinand Marcos along with his authoritarian regime and the restoration of democracy in the Philippines. Corazon Aquino was proclaimed as the President of the Philippines after the revolution. Going to end with February 25, 1994, massacre at Ibrahim Mosque. The Cave of the Patriarchs Massacre, also known as the Ibrahimi Mosque Massacre or Hebron Massacre, was a shooting massacre carried out by American Israeli Baruch Goldstein, also a member of the far-right Israeli Kach movement. On February 25, 1994, Goldstein opened fire on a large number of Palestinian Muslims who had gathered to pray inside the Ibrahimi Mosque at the Cave of the Patriarchs compound in Hebron, West Bank. It took place on February 25, 1994, during the overlapping religious holidays of both Jewish Purim and Muslim Ramadan. The attack left 29 people dead, several as young as 12, and 125 wounded. Goldstein was overpowered, disarmed, and then beaten to death by survivors. The massacre immediately set off mass Palestinian protests throughout the West Bank, and during the ensuing clashes, a further 20 to 26 Palestinians were killed and 120 injured in confrontation with the IDF, while 9 Jews were killed. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, entitled Vice President Yusuf Kalla Receives Honorary Doctorate Degree from Hiroshima University. Indonesia's Vice President Yusuf Kalla received an honorary doctorate degree or honoris causa from Hiroshima University, Japan on Wednesday, February the 21st. In his scientific oration, Yusuf Kalla spoke about peace and justice. He said that over time, the peace paradigm must be changed. The more dynamic life and the technology of weaponry are also progressing. According to Yusuf Kalla, in a press release received by republica.co.id on Thursday, peace should be trusted as a condition where justice is upheld. He cited the history of humanitarian tragedy that hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki on August 6, 1945. According to him, this tragedy is the most terrible because it has destroyed humanity and civilization. Yusuf Kalla said, "Conflicts will always appear in every civilization of human life and cannot be avoided. Whatever the motive, conflicts always sacrifice human life and destroy all. In addition, conflicts can divide people so that there is no harmony in life. Conflicts also often sacrifice women and children." Yusuf Kalla said history has shown that humanity has long experienced conflict and violence from generation to generation, from conflicts between countries as well as conflict within the country. Therefore, he reminded that peace is always in time. It is the 11th title received by Yusuf Kalla from leading universities both at home and abroad. After receiving the honorary doctorate degree in peace, Vice President Yusuf Kalla took time to visit Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park, otherwise known as Genomaku Dome or Atomic Bomb Dome, located on the site of the Iowa Bridge on Wednesday afternoon local time. At the venue, Vice President Yusuf Kalla, along with the entourage, looked at some photos at the city before and after the atom bomb tragedy 78 years ago. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to the news in brief. Indonesian Embassy in Moscow to hold Indonesian Culinary Week. Indonesian Embassy in Moscow, Russia in the near future is planned to hold Indonesian Culinary Week to introduce the culinary richness of the archipelagic country. Indonesian President hopes the Salawat Nusantara Festival to maintain the unity of the people. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 2018 Presidential Cup Salawat Nusantara Festival on Saturday at Sentul International Convention Center, Bogor, West Java. In his remarks, President welcomed the festival as a starting point for Muslim community for conducting positive acts both in for the nation and state. The Governor of Jakarta appreciates on the work of Ajib Prosidi. The Governor of Jakarta, Anies Baswedan, expressed his appreciation to the writer Ajib Prosidi, who has colored Indonesian literary world for 6 decades. The Finance Ministry's International Tax Deputy John Hutagao said that the governments of Indonesia and Singapore will begin to implement the Automatic Exchange of Information Agreement in September 2018. Thousands of Indonesian communities across the nation have been helping the government to curb ocean waste to 70% by 2025. 50,000 tourists attend the opening of Yogyakarta Chinese Cultural Festival Week 2018. The opening of Yogyakarta Chinese Cultural Festival Week 2018 managed to attract many tourists. In his speech at the event, the Governor of Yogyakarta Special Region Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X said that this activity proved if tolerance still maintained in Yogyakarta. Indonesia Tourism Development Corporation or ITDC hold Chinese New Year Festival for Chinese tourists. President Director of Indonesia Tourism Development Corporation Abdul Bar M. Mansur in Nusa Dua Sunday, 25 February, said that the corporation held Chinese New Year Festival at Peninsula Island Nusa Dua Bali on February 24th and 25th, 2018 to welcome Chinese tourists. Listener, it was the news in brief. Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is Sarah Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a special program bringing you closer to Indonesian tourism, like places of interest, art and culture, and also tradition and cuisine. Today, I invite you to travel to North Kalimantan Province to enjoy tumis kapah, typical cuisine from Tarakan, East Kalimantan Province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to Shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.id. North Kalimantan is a relatively new province in Indonesia. It was inaugurated on October the 25th, 2012, with Tarakan as the capital city. The location is directly adjacent to Malaysia, Sabah, and Sarawak. The people living in North Kalimantan are very diverse. Some come from South Sulawesi. There are Dayak, Banjar, Bulungan, Tidung, and Kutai. Ethnic diversity in this province, of course, affect its culinary. One of them is tumis kapah or salted kapah, a popular Tarakan traditional cuisine. Kapah is seashell species that live in the muddy part of the sea. The kapah contains lots of protein, which is perfect for those of you who want to meet the protein supply in the body. Kapah is usually presented in the form of stir fry, salted with onion, garlic, then added with lime sauce. Besides being salted, kapah can also be enjoyed just after being boiled with lime sauce. It will taste wonderful when accompanied by a glass of young coconut ice. You will be addicted to the delicious and tasty sea shell species. If you happen to be in North Kalimantan, especially Tarakan, don't forget to taste this tumis or stir-fried kapah. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Let's meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. I'm Anatri Jayakasih.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener, now let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Air Road Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miss Leni with me, Alika. Today's edition will inform you about students in van rice cultivators. Stay tuned with me at www.voinews.id. Indonesia is an agrarian country with rich natural resources. Various tropical plants grow easily and fertile in Indonesia, one of which is rice plant. Rice is the staple food of most Indonesians. People's dependence is very high on rice. Therefore, the government continues to encourage increased rice production in the country. There are many factors that support increasing rice fields. In addition to land availability, soil fertility, water, and human resources, agricultural technology also contributes to increased rice production. Some Indonesian farmers have already used simple technology in rice farming. They use tractors, paddy field markers, and many more. Agricultural technology is created to facilitate the work of farmers and to increase agricultural production. As part of Indonesian society, students have an important role to contribute to agriculture, especially rice farming. Weeds or wild plants are problems that almost always faced by all farmers. Weeds can grow in rice fields planted with crops and rice, and the presence of wild plants and weeds on the sidelines of rice plants will certainly disrupt rice production. Wild grass can disrupt the growth of rice plants and reduce production. Therefore, two Bogor Agricultural College students created a simple machine that serves to weed and fertilize rice in the fields. This machine is named Sitepuk, which is the work of Acheng Muhammad Badruddin Mutakin and Dani Kurnia. Acheng said Sitepuk uses electricity from batteries that can already be produced in Indonesia. This machine combines weeding and fertilizing activities. The working principle is a cutting knife which serves to cut the weeds to the roots. The engine is equipped with the first wheel that serves to immerse the weeds that have been cut off. The fertilizer discharging funnel serves to sprinkle the fertilizer near the plant roots, and the rear wheel serves to immerse the fertilizer. According to Acheng, the concept of making cultivators and rice fertilizer has been started since October 2017 to January 2018. The process lasted approximately 2 weeks. Making this machine is done in cooperation with welding workshop. They made these farming tools based on their experience with farmers during field practice. They saw there were farmers who cultivated rice without weeding first because the grass was still small, so it was hard to do the weeding. In fact, the activity of cultivating and nurturing aims to optimize the growth of plants with the absorption of nutrients in the rice target. Sitepuk has been included in the AgriVenture Technology Agricultural Youth Inventor Competition 2017 organized by the Indonesian Youth Farmers Movement or GEMPITA. Acheng said the competition was followed by 36 teams of young inventors all over Indonesia. On 20 February 2018, the team presented their findings to the jury. Meanwhile, While Danny Kurnia said the interest in following the competition had encouraged them to create simple tools useful for the agricultural sector. According to Danny, the machine of seed tepuk is a real action of STPP Bogor students to advance agriculture in Indonesia. Danny added, they received input from the competition jury team. However, the tool still requires more trials so that can be used by farmers. Listener, that was Miss Lini for today. Sampai jumpa.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Mutirhe in Luxembourg. In his email, Mr. Mutirhe asked whether there is a way to listen to our broadcast by a mobile application because he couldn't find it. Hello, Mr. Mutirhe. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Firstly, we wish you a happy new year too. As information, you can listen to our broadcast through our website www.voinews.id or through mobile application in Android or smartphone. You just download RRI Play from Play Store, so you can enjoy our broadcast anywhere and anytime as you like. We hope our information can be useful. Thank you. Special for you, Mr. Mutirhe, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tampak jauh tuk dipegang, ingin merasakan dan menyentuh lembut bulunya. Burung terbang tinggi melayang melintasi awan. Aku hanya takjub berharap terbang bersamanya. Apalagi yang bisa membuai hatiku berbunga merasakan rasa bahagia. Terilhamilah hidup ini. Cinta itu adalah hal terindah yang ku punya. Seperti ini, meski aku tahu sulit untuk memilikimu, tapi apa daya, cinta ini meracuniku.
Now we will replay an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016 at 12:02 to 13:02 hours UTC with the simple 24222 until 23222. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite severe noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. We can only monitor our radio through our website www.voinews.id. www.voinews.id. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you, and special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Engkau datang kembali dengan sekuntum mawar sebagai ungkapan akan permintaan maafmu. Aku terkesima dengan sikapmu itu, namun tak membuat aku menerimamu lagi. Aku tak bisa hidup bersama. Tak bisa mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Sepekan sudah aku berpikir keras untuk mencoba relakan apa yang telah terjadi. Di depan mataku kau mempermainkan api yang membakar janji ikrar setiamu itu. Aku tak bisa hidup bersamamu lagi. Dan aku tak bisa mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Dan masih tak bisa melihatmu kembali dan datang padaku. Ku coba melupakan, memaafkan dirimu, tapi sakitnya hatiku melebihi cintamu.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Mr. Ashik Iqbal in Bangladesh. Hello, Mr. Ashik Iqbal. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We are proud of your effort to be able to monitor our broadcast. Yes, that's right. Now our website has changed into www.voinews.id. We present a new website to satisfy our listeners. Through our website, www.voinews.id, listeners can find all information starting from news of current affairs, commentary, until emails from the listeners throughout the world, including our new programs such as My Indonesia, Mosaic of Indonesia, and Diplomatic Corner. Well, Mr. Ashik Iqbal, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report for you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Tetap pola matamu terasa merusuk tepat di jantung hatiku. Tarik nafas terdalam seiring balas tatapmu memacu nadi kacaukan adrenalinku. Tak ada yang salah, tak ada yang tak benar, di mataku semua tergantung.
Before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to replay a letter from the United States of America. The letter was sent by Luis Camarillo. He is one of our regular listeners who regularly sends a letter every month. Hello, Mr. Luis Camarillo. Thank you for sending your letter on our broadcast. So, Mr. Luis Camarillo, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voinews.id, voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Deru ombak, ku nantikan tenangnya. Di deras hujan badai, ku menunggu redanya. Begitu rasanya mengharapmu bicara. Selama ini kau tak pernah menganggap ku ada. Ataukah aku hilaf? Mungkin saja ku pernah menyakiti dirimu. Tapi jangan kau simpan, bukan untuk dipendam. Selalunya engkau tak pernah menganggap ku ada. Pernah bisa memaafkan diriku. Oh, mungkin kau telah terluka karena semua salahku. Tapi perlakuanmu menyiksa jiwa.
satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada. Oh, terbang bersamaku bila kau mau, genggamlah.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.